T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I did meet with Panasonic officials in my office this morning. They officially confirmed that Panasonic is ceasing the operation of its solar business in North America. They have 403 employees. They are working hard to help find placements for their employees. They're going to do 2 on-site job fairs to assist their employees. The plant will be open until the end of May, so all of the employees will be working at least until the end of May, and every employee will be paid severance depending on their years of service with the company.
How many years of service could they have? Oh, you mean just building what they were building? They haven't been doing for a year.
No, it's my understanding that some employees will get up to 16 weeks of service, according to Panasonic.
Are you concerned that this is the latest hiccup in a boondoggle over there?
Well, obviously it is a concern. Some encouraging news that we did get from Tesla recently is that they are now up over 1,500 people hired. And as you all know, a few weeks ago I did take a tour of the plant, which was very impressive. The number of city residents employed and the diversity of the employees was very impressive to those of us that took the tour.
Mayor, what's your long-term confidence in the Tesla plant? Because there seems to be a lot of uncertainty over ever since the project first began.
Well, with over 1,500 people employed, I certainly have a lot more confidence. That's a good sign. The plant was bustling when I and members of the state legislature took a tour of the plant. As I mentioned, it was very diverse, the employee base. There were a large number of employees from the city of Buffalo. And just recently, we have been informed by Tesla that their employment numbers are now up over 1,500 people. So that is a very good sign.
So, Mayor, when did you find out about the Panasonic news?
You know, like everybody else, I began hearing rumors yesterday. Panasonic reached out yesterday asking for a meeting with me to give me the news of what was happening. Obviously, the way we put it, we knew it was not going to be good news, and they officially informed me that they would be ceasing operations of their solar production in North America today.
Who was here on behalf of Panasonic?
The plant manager and other representatives of the company. So I met with 3 individuals.
And what did you say to them when they told you the news?
Well, you know, said to them it was certainly a disappointment. I asked them if those jobs were going to be transferred anyplace else in the U.S. They said no. So this is an end of solar production by Panasonic in North America. It's my belief and understanding from what I was told that that work will be going overseas. So it will not be happening in this country at all. Obviously, we're very concerned about the employees and what will happen to the employees. They will be working to assist the employees either with retraining, with new jobs, with job fairs, severance pay, a variety of things that they're doing to try to assist all of their employees in finding reemployment. That was critically important to me, certainly as mayor of the city of Buffalo, that the employees be provided for. There are 403 people that will be out of work at the end of May as a result of this. Tesla has also indicated that they will try to hire as many of the Panasonic employees as possible, but it looks like they have now reached their stated hiring goals, so I would suspect those numbers are not going to be very large.
Yeah. How many is as many
the
as
legacy
possible?
Of Solar City?
Excuse me?
Do you think that this tarnishes the legacy of Solar City?
No, I don't think it tarnishes the legacy. There are over 1,500 people working. Those 403 employees, the company is going to work with them on the Panasonic side to get them reemployed, to get them retrained if necessary. And we know that employment is growing in Buffalo and Western New York, and I'm certainly very hopeful that every single one of those employees will be rehired. Provide for the rehiring of its employees with a number of different options and services they will provide. I think even better for this community is that over 1,500 people now are working for Tesla. That is very good news, and that exceeds the April hiring goal that was established by the state of New York.
Do you really think there are 1,500 people actually working and doing jobs in that plant?
I do believe that based on what I saw. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, I got the opportunity to take a pretty extensive tour of the plant. The tour was so extensive, I needed a liniment rub down at the end of the tour. We did so much walking, and we saw so many people working. You know, it was like a workout.
Because I'm kind of thinking, you know, based on what they pay over there, if they didn't really have 1,500 workers and they'd have to pay $41 million, did you know they could hire 400, have them sit around and do nothing and pay them $12 million, which is a hell of a lot less than $41 million?
Well, I think the state plans on monitoring this very closely. I think they're going to be more community-facing with tours and opportunities for the community, and we hope the media to be able to come in and see what's going on in the plant. Those were among the questions that we asked when we were there. We did get the opportunity to talk to a number of the people that were working randomly, to ask them if they were permanent employees, to ask them what their experience was in the plant. People said good things, not in the presence of Tesla managers. So we are very hopeful that this is going to be successful. Over 1,500 people working is very positive. We want to see all of those people in full-time jobs with benefits that pay living wages to those individuals, and we think Tesla is well on its way to providing that.
Is Tesla itself how many of those 403 employees from Panasonic might actually get hired by Tesla? As many as possible, is that 20? Is that 300? What does it mean?
I do not have that indication at this time. That was a question that we asked the Panasonic representatives in my office today. They did not have a definite number of how many of their employees would potentially be hired by Tesla. The fact that Panasonic and Tesla are talking is encouraging. The fact that there will be on-site job fairs for Panasonic employees is very important. Tesla will participate in that process. And certainly, we want to see all 403 of those employees that will ultimately lose their jobs be reemployed in the community at the same level or higher that they're employed at
one
now.
We're talking about 400 jobs here, and the state says that this will have no bearing on Tesla's current operations. I mean, how is that even possible? Weren't those 400 people doing something to help Tesla in their operations?
Those 400 people were providing components for the Tesla solar project products. It's our understanding that They will still provide those components. They just will not be manufacturing them at the Buffalo plant. So based on that, from what we've been told, there should be no impact on the operations.
Panasonic.
So regarding the Ernest Frank's house?
Yes, that's what we were told.
Thank you, everybody.
Just not in North America.
What are they doing between the end of May and September when the employees are gone and they say they're getting out? Is it a big Florida sweep?
There will be some decommissioning of the equipment, cleanup of equipment, removal of equipment from the site. That will require some of the employees to continue to provide that kind of work. So some employees will be retained until September, but by September, when the decommissioning process is ended, as I have been told, there will no longer be any Panasonic employees at the Tesla solar plant facility.
Regarding the Ernest Frank's house, which Sinatra wants to demo for their Elmwood Crossing project, preservationists want to save it. Tim Thielman says you, Mayor, you can save the house in the public's best interest. Can you and will you?
Well, what has happened at this point, the Preservation Board made the decision to recommend that property for landmarking by the Common Council. The Common Council, as I understand it, will have that recommendation before them on Tuesday. I will say that the development team has been working on this for about 2 years. They have followed every aspect of the law in how they have done this. Commissioner Comerford, based on the action of the Preservation Board and the pending vote of the council, made the decision to deny the demolition permit. We have already been noticed by the development companies that they plan to file a lawsuit to restart the demolition process.
Should it stay or should it go, Mayor?
That is a legal matter. What I can say to you is for 2 years, everything that has been asked of this development team, all of the legal requirements for public meetings, public notices have been met.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.